This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So what do you think is the most attractive hobby for men? As
so it's something a man can do that a woman finds attractive.
Yeah, I got stuck there.
Yeah, a men's hobby that women find attractive.
Yes. What male hobbies do women find most attractive? That's a better way to put it.
Yeah. Well, it's not golf.
Not on the list.
I guarantee that.
I was
I'm
going
to guess it has nothing to do with building or making, like carpentry or something that you could do stuff around the house, maybe.
Oh, like, they love that. They think that's hot.
But I don't know if that falls under like a hobby as much as just like home maintenance.
I'm going to say the let's go with a like a what's the network, the do it, the
like DIY. Okay.
Yeah, that do it do it yourself or whatever.
Woodworking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's top five. Dude, it's fifth.
If you can make a woman like a bench, like a garden bench, that's a panty dropper. By the way, I'm also going to piggyback on that and say gardening.
Gardening is on the list, but a little further down.
Okay.
How about playing music? Guitar, that's piano?
100%.
That's number three.
Yeah.
So this is a survey.
Isn't that, by the way, the only reason anyone started playing music is to try to get some skush?
The survey was conducted by Date Psychology, and the company created a list of 74 male hobbies, and women were subsequently required to designate the hobby as attractive or unattractive for a man to do. Coming out with a staggering 98.2% of women rating it as attractive. The number one hobby a male can do is on the fan.
Oh, we're not guessing.
Oh, you can guess if you like. No. Are you still guessing?
No, it's what do you got?
Reading. Yep.
Really?
Reading got the number one score.
It feels like that shouldn't make the list, but now you probably have so many people doing it that it actually stands out.
Reading?
Yeah.
You're telling me that gets That's people right. hot and bothered.
Well,
what does it say about Sook's audiobooks?
Yeah, where does that? Because I.
Well, I have a question about reading as well.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading last night. My wife asked me what I was reading, and I said, I'm reading the Football Outsiders Almanac.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't. You know?
That's a turn off.
Yes.
No, that's dry.
Reading about football is not the same as reading about, like, string theory.
No, that's drying things up, buddy.
You know?
reading the Football Almanac, that's not working.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. Is reading really? It depends on what you're reading. Like, I read the internet.
Well,
I don't read Shakespeare.
I read a lot, but I don't. I listen. So, like, I don't know where that put, because I go through a lot of books. I'd probably say I go through 3 to 4 books a month. Unlike LeBron James, I actually finish them. But it's not reading. You don't see me read. you can see me listen. So where do, is that like half attractive? And by the way, I don't think ever once the BTJ has been like, oh my God, you're listening to the hell out of that book. Get upstairs right now.
I love watching you listen.
But even when I do read occasionally, like I'll read like Dave Grohl, I got his autobiography and I read that. I read that in bed at night again.
Didn't do anything for you?
She never once knocked that book out of my hand and was like, come here, you.
You finish that chapter and get over here.
It's never happened. That's the most attractive hobby? I would have thought, like, cooking.
Cooking, number four.
Okay. Because, like, making a meal for a gal, I would think that that's a big one.
So you have, you guys have already named, or we have named four of the top five. Reading, playing an instrument, cooking, and woodworking. There's
reading
one other.
The paragraph, like, aha!
There's one other in the top five.
It's not going to be. Is it? Because you always say that, like, if you work out, no one's impressed other than dudes. So it's not. I don't. It's not going to be like an exercise thing, is it?
Yeah, I was wondering if it's going to be like
no
hiking. Maybe
hiking is on the list.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, there are a couple
outdoorsmanship, hunting, fishing, hiking, something like that.
I don't think they like hunting.
No, and the other one is like every dating profile of every dumbass male just has a fish. The amount of times I've heard from women like
they hate that.
Thank God you don't have a fish in your profile.
Well, you know what the okay, so we were talking about this just the other night. We were talking about Horse Girl.
Yeah.
And there is a thing with the kids, mm-hmm. and it's not just the kids, but this is in the context of what we were talking about was one of our kids' friends is dating a girl, or was, and she was Horse Girl, meaning very into horses,
sure.
Like to ride horses, grew up with horses, and this and that.
Yeah.
There's a real stigma against that.
Yeah.
Because, one, sometimes it means that they are largely spoiled, mm-hmm. because that is a very rich person thing to do.
Yeah.
And they're going to be very high maintenance, and they're almost overly obsessed with horses more than anything else. Like it's like uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's the reputation.
The total center of their universe.
Correct. The what I was told, the opposite of that, from the female perspective, is fishing.
Yeah, I can see that. I can totally see
a lot of women think fish guy, the guy who likes to fish, is way too into. It's like everything. It's his whole world. It's his wardrobe. It's his
time commitment.
Time. Yep. It's everything. And they don't like that.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. And it involves death. And you kind of smell when you get back from it. I can see that being a huge turnoff. So you see, it's not a physical thing. Because I was like, someone brought up surfing. I think
no,
would be a good one.
It's a learning thing.
Oh, learning.
Foreign languages.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say writing.
Writing is on the list. Writing is seventh.
Because I was going to say, if reading is so high, maybe writing, like if you just, I don't know, the idea of like you write poems or you write stories or whatever, I could see that being you're a very sensitive sort of cat out there doing those sorts
of
things.
So the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women, reading, foreign languages, playing an instrument, cooking, and woodworking. Those are the top five.
So bros, slaving away in the gym and trying to be as masculine as possible, it ain't getting you laid.
And dialing up that golf swing, too.
Yeah.
You can hit it straight out of the tee box, but she don't care.
Then you have painting.
Oh, that's good.
Writing. Gardening. This one's kind of odd. Swimming.
Huh.
I guess it's just because they're in shape.
Like, yeah, I would assume. Swimmers have...
Get that Michael Phelps bod.
There you go.
Photography.
Ooh, that's good, too.
Astronomy.
Really?
Hiking. Archery. Blacksmithing,
what?
And traveling.
Well, there's a couple of the macho blacksmith. Like you can smelt them a ring.
So remember, the women were only asked to either rate the hobby as attractive or unattractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each one of those got 88% and or better. Mm. Those were the top 15 that got 88% attractive. So when they saw blacksmithing on there, I'm guessing half of them were like, "What is that? Mm. Sounds hot.
Yeah.
Attractive."
So the question is, do you have...
One, two... Two... Three... And slightly four. I have three and slightly four.
All right, there you go. I would have to pull up the list because I don't remember everything that you said. And reading, I have number one, except I do a bastardized version of it. So I don't even know if that counts.
Look, I think my wife should be happy with that 3.5.
Yeah, you take it. How many does she? Now we need to do the inverse of this.
Yeah, it would be good. This article doesn't have that. I might look for that, but I also have, when we come back, the top 15 least attractive hobbies to women.
Hmm. I'm going to see if I can find a list of, and I'm guessing the hobbies that men find most attractive are having big breasts.
Going to the gym.
Golf.
I'll bet you golf is a hobby that a woman has that a man would find very attractive.
All right, that's next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We sure do. We have you.
I just hit some smelling salts, so now I'm all high teed up. Let's go. Apparently, Dirt and Sprague left some smelling salts in the...
Yeah, after that made the news with the NFL banning it and then not actually banning it, they had a big discussion about whether you've ever done it, tried it, whatever, and I think none of the morning show had ever done it, so they thought, why not?
Yeah, apparently it just... It's a big red elephant that says smelling salt. So I took a poll and now I'm all like, woo, let's go.
Do you feel like an elephant?
No, but it kind of had it didn't smell bad. It's got a menthol. It was more minty than the ones that I was used to doing.
So the top 15 most attractive hobbies to women, which we were talking about last segment, reading, foreign languages, playing an instrument, cooking, all the way down to traveling, all got 88% attractive,
yeah,
or north of that.
So I tried finding the equivalent, what females find attractive, and the only articles that were pulling up were all what women find attractive in men. Because, again, I'm guessing that men just care about breast size. But I did find a collection of dating sites like eHarmony, and they put, at least on dating profiles, what is the most likely to get you clicks.
Like these listed interests.
These are the most interests. And number one, shockingly enough, for females that males find attractive is exercise and fitness. So women's
Buck
is
called that one.
Yeah, women's is we want a man that is well
ripped. Keep herself in shape.
That's number one. So exercise, dancing. So
almost the same
again,
thing.
Yeah.
All right. And then
nice tight butt.
So shallow.
And then we do get traveling.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, you get art, politics, which I found interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Photography, outdoor interests, cooking, and learning and music are the top 10.
Learning. That's kind of generic.
That is kind of generic. But that's the top, according to eHarmony.
Would you like the top 15 least attractive hobbies that men have to women?
Golf, video games, politics, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic the Gathering, anything that you become obsessed with.
So remember, women were given 74 hobbies and they simply had to say attractive or unattractive.
Yeah.
There is one that you're not going to like that came in second.
Yeah.
As the least attractive hobby to women.
Oh.
It only got 6.4% attractive.
I got a real good idea of what it is.
And what would that be?
It is going to be some form of martial art.
No.
Gym.
What'd you say?
It'll be then gym.
Gym?
Yeah, like going to like lifting.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to say fights or fight sports or fighting.
Something we all do. At least everyone in this room.
Ooh. Drinking?
That's close. Drinking is on the list. Drinking only got 29% attractive, which...
Yeah, I see that.
That stands to...
Yeah. I don't care. I love bars.
I think that's a little unfair, but I get it. The worst of men ruin it for those of us that are fine drinkers.
Well, to be fair, so I do spend a lot of time at bars. I'm a barman. And if you look, if you look around on a Friday night at a bar you're sitting around... It's not exactly filled sometimes with the best of the best.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, all drinkers are created equal. That's a tough one to...
Yeah.
To... But I get it.
Yeah.
Not that attractive.
So it's something we all do. It'll be it'll be gambling.
Gambling. Mm, yep. Yeah. Second from the bottom. Now, the...
By the way, this goes to... never talk to your lady about bets. I don't want to... Well, I'll call him out. He doesn't work here anymore. When Will was here... Will was dating all through college. He was dating one of my friend's daughters. And one of the reasons that she broke up with him is...
He wouldn't shut up about his bets.
That is 100% true thing. She was like, stop effing talking about gambling. Oh, she thought it was really immature and just dumb, and she couldn't... It was one of the reasons she gave to him while she dumped him.
Oh, and he was using it to like try to advance his career, but she's like, I don't care. Yes. I don't want to know about it.
Yes.
It's like Horse Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Gambling is a good one.
Yeah, so they don't like gambling.
Yeah.
Now, also on the list of least attractive hobbies to women, you have comic books.
Yeah, I can see that.
Cosplay.
So that's just the old standard nerd. But to be fair, there's a lot of girls that are into that now with the cosplay and the comics and Comic-Con. There's a certain girl that loves that, but I can see why that's the traditional nerd. Like,
what is MTG? What does that mean?
MTG.
Anyone? Because that's on the list. Anime. Crypto.
Oh, MTG's Magic the Gathering.
Oh, there you go.
Like playing Magic cards, Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, only 28% found that attractive.
Yeah, so this is all just, this is the traditional nerd stuff.
Crypto.
Oh, yeah.
An interesting one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Only 23% of women find crypto attractive.
I have to hear about Bitcoin one more time.
Cigars, 22% found that attractive.
As someone, again, that smokes, so basically I have a lot of hobbies that people don't like. As a cigar smoker, again, that's not getting women. It just,
no. It stinks.
Yeah, it sticks with you.
You're usually drinking.
Yeah, it's not a, that's a, the BTJ and other gals have tolerated it. But
it's not cool looking.
I have never had a gal think it's awesome that I smoke cigars.
Then we have clubbing, only got 20%.
Okay.
Marijuana, 15.9% attractive.
Huh. Again, if you're into those and that's your main thing, you just have to find a specific girl. Like, you have to
Funko?
Find
Funko?
Oh, that's like...
what's that?
That's the little figure.
Those are like collectibles.
Collectibles.
Okay, that's on there. Arguing online.
Oh, amen to that.
12% attractive.
And by the way, that goes the other way. I dated a gal that was big, like she was had a big online presence. I could not handle that. And I would also think that for a male, like being with someone that was a big Instagrammer or like Twitch stream, I couldn't do that. You say that when you're like, you're out and about, it's a nice day or a nice evening, and you see the gal that's making the partner take like 1,000 photos for Instagram. I could not do that. I would gun to my head.
Now do it with me walking behind you as I hold the front of your hand as we're going into the forest.
Yeah, that would drive me effing crazy.
We were at a restaurant the other night, and this couple next to us took a picture, both of them,
yeah,
of every single thing that was delivered to their table.
Yes.
I mean everything.
Yes. Just
couldn't believe it.
No, that would be an enormous deal breaker for me.
Porn?
Yeah.
No, I see. I thought that would be number one.
I would, although maybe guys don't really list that as a hobby. I don't know. That's, yeah, I don't think you should ever lead on a date. Yeah, what do you think about Johnny Sins?
What do you like to do in your free time? Well, porn for one.
Yeah.
Well, but again, they just had to, it was listed on a list of 74 things, and they just had to vote whether that was attractive or unattractive.
Yeah, hot or not.
Believe it or not, 94% of women. 6% of women said it was attractive.
Wow. Hey, my guy really is into anime porn. Yeah, porn is not something you should ever lead with, guys. That's not a good thing. There's nothing on here that's been super surprising.
And number one, least attractive to women, mm-hmm, is video games.
Yeah. As Buck said, coming home, you got your headset on.
You're talking with your Call of Duty bros, planning your next strike. She's like, I'm going to be in the bedroom. Yeah. Hold on. She's got to get the 10 more kills.
Finish this up real quick.
Well, okay, so where were we? Bloop, 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 bub. I can't remember what was happening. But our son and his fiance. Mm-hmm. Did we travel somewhere? I can't remember if it was at our house or whatever. He was up late doing that.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I told my wife, I'm like, if I'm her, I hate that. Because he's loud.
Yeah.
He's yelling and screaming in there. And over what? Some stupid.
My son, when he's home from college, will get on with his friends. And it will be the middle of the night, and they are cackling, they are laughing, yes, they are yelling.
Yelling and screaming. Like, it's what in the hell is going on?
Where's Trump when we need him?
God.
What's going on?
What the hell?
Tua Tagovailoa.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah. If you're not a gamer, you will.
I do not understand that.
I don't
one
either, but
bit.
And I think we're going to stop.
If a female hates that in her beau,
that's got to be.
I totally see why.
Yep. I would still think I would still think porn would be the biggest one. That just can't be attractive.
At least he's sexually enlightened. Maybe.
I guess. Well, they say that's a huge problem with a lot of males now. Is they have it in their mind that that's real.
Well, they've been desensitized to the real human experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they can't have sex or they can't like be excited because it's not what they've been seeing since they were 10.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Skedaddle.
I know a lot about grass.
All right. What Brian Koberger is whining about in prison. Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.